Kevin, another. Oh, sorry, I'll hold him. You're right.
Sure.
Yeah, no worries.
Two.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. One for radio, one for TV. Another cup final. Does this one feel a bit different because you came and won last year?
I don't think the game will feel any different. I think probably the build up here today is a little bit different. I think we could sense last year the pressure that the media and the press in particular were trying to put on us, and for want of a better phrase, they certainly stuck a monkey on our back. But I think internally we were pretty good. We stayed pretty relaxed and focused on the job in hand, and we've been able to learn from that. We've used that this year, and being here today, we're still fielding a lot of questions, but not with the aggressive nature that we had last year. So it doesn't change how we approach Saturday at all. We need to be at our best if we're going to win.
How do you approach Saturday? It's going to be your last Challenge Cup final. Have you thought about that yet?
People keep reminding me of it here today. It is something. But I think probably for the last four or five games, there's places and teams I've faced that it may be for the last time. And if anything, that's added motivation. I really look forward to Saturday and playing on that stage again and in front of those people, in front of our fans and on a great occasion. So I just want to play well. And I think the rest of the lads are of a similar mindset. We want to play well for the right reasons. And it's certainly not about me. And JP will tell you the same with him bowing out. And same with Kylie. It's all about the team and being good enough on Saturday.
You've been a very tight-knit unit at Leeds. You've won everything there is to win. Is this almost, it's going to be your last hurrah, or nearly your last hurrah with your teammates? Is that what you'll miss more than anything? The camaraderie you'll have with those lads that you've spent, 15 years with?
Yeah, I think it probably is. I love game day. Not so much, being in hotels or being at home waiting for kick-off time, especially Friday night games. But actually being at the ground and the butterflies, the nerves, doing something I've done since I was seven has been great. So, but within that, the people you play with are what make it. And I've been fortunate to play with some greats over the years. And this squad is no different. So what would be nice would be we could get some special memories in this next 2 months. And just grow that bond a little bit more than we have already and cement some of those friendships that, when you've won trophies, they're there for life.
Can you quite believe the season the Rhinos are having? I mean, top of the table, in the cup final, playing well?
Well, I just think we're in a great position. I can't remember us being in this position before, sort of mid to late August, and all three trophies are still up for grabs. But we realise we haven't won anything yet, so what happens in this next 2 months is so important for all of us, and it starts this Saturday.
And looking at the game, now you are a Challenge Cup. I know you had a medal from before, but now you are, as you said, a genuine Challenge Cup winner. You're going to walk out there a little bit different, do you think, or is it now just another game for you?
Look, it's special to play at Wembley in front of nearly 80,000 people with an army of Leeds fans behind you. Family and friends in a great team is always a special occasion, but ultimately we've got to keep our focus on the game and do what we're good at, and if we can play well, we'll give ourselves a great chance of getting our hands back on that trophy, and like I said, we're looking forward to it. I think we're relaxed, we're focused, we're determined, feel like we're in good shape at the minute, and hopefully we can perform Saturday.
It's a bit of a change in the guard. There are a few boys moving on, as you are at the end of the season. Can you just ask you about Jamie Peacock and what it's been like to play with him? And can you sum him up for us?
Yeah, he's just an absolute warrior. He's been a true inspiration to all of us. I'd have to say, certainly in the modern era, but maybe going back, I can't remember as far as you, Mark, but certainly in the modern era, he's the best signing the club's ever made. We've had some great players come through the academy that are homegrown. But being able to sign some of Jamie's calibre in the end of 2005, start 2006, was a huge coup for the club. And I think on the back of that, his contribution to trophy wins has been really difficult to measure. But I'm not quite sure we'll be sat here with as many trophies as we've won during that period. So he's been brilliant. He'll be sadly missed. But I'm sure he's another who wants to go out and play as well as he can on Saturday, and I'm sure he will. I'd just like to add as well with Kylie Lulawa, you know, having been with us since sort of 2006, his contribution has been huge and often goes unnoticed, but he's an absolute warrior as well. He's a quiet assassin, and I think the team functions a lot better with him in it. You know, he has that steely determination. Doesn't always say a lot, but he certainly lets the opposition know that he's on the field, and he's an absolute gentleman, and he'll be sadly missed as well.
And what about for the guys that are coming in, it's their first final, what would your words of advice be to them?
Go and enjoy it, but play well first. You know, it's a huge occasion, and as you probably heard loads and loads of players say before, you know, they got caught up in the emotion of it, but just try and enjoy it, you know, do what you've done up to this date so far this season, and if they're lucky enough to get the nod and play on Saturday, it's huge for everybody's families as well, and it's a great occasion, but you can make it even greater by winning.
And what about your own form, that dance down the touchline at the KC on Friday, rolling back the years, you feel you're playing as well as ever?
I'm just enjoying it. You know, with 2 months to go, you know, I want to leave a good last impression, and it'd be really nice if I could go out and play my best stuff, and like I said, I'm really enjoying it. The lads are great, the club's fantastic, and you know, like I said, I just want to make the most of these 2 months we've got.